Friends, I am glad to tell you that Richard Pierce, director of Leap of Faith, starring Steve Martin and Deborah Winger, shot in Plainview back in 1992, joins me on the program. Richard was born in 1943 in California. He's a director and cinematographer. He shot, of course, Leap of Faith back in 92. It's the 25th anniversary, and Plainview is going to be having a big celebration for that. He's known for a family thing, No Mercy. He's married to Lindsay, and they have children, a couple of children, and he is a member of the Board of Governors of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in the documentary branch. Welcome to Pratt on Texas, Richard. I grew up not far from Plainview, east of Floyd Ada, a little town out there. And, of course, I like that movie. I have the old VHS tape of Leap of Faith. And I've watched it on Netflix or some streaming service a couple of times, and shown my wife, who's from another country, and, you know, about the hometown. And Plainview, Peaville, as always called it, spent a lot of time there, took piano lessons there every week, and grew up going over to eat in Plainview. Why Plainview for Leap of Faith?
Well, because the original script talked about Kansas. I think the choice was really based on the idea that Plainview was in this area of West Texas that was very dry and was struggling with agriculture and raising cattle, and could conceivably be a location where there would be a drought, a serious drought, and a small town would be in the throes of a drought, and that's what the story wanted. So I feel like we made a good choice, but the fact of the matter is that spring there was a lot of rain.
God was good to Hale County and not to your movie. Tell everybody about that, because the story, of course, is, you know, there's a drought, so you got the flim-flam Faith Healer. Remember, this is back in the days when Jimmy Swaggart and people were much, much bigger personages in American culture than they are today, and it kind of mirrors that. You get the questionable ethics. A Faith Healer comes to town to make money off of praying for rain, and so you pick the location, and then what happens that spring?
Yeah, there was more rain than people could remember. At least local people told me that, and everywhere you looked, it was green. So we were struggling a bit for a while. And we involved agricultural experts on our crew, and we figured out, you know, how to make it happen, how to make it work. But I just loved it that, you know, in retrospect, that this is an area of Texas, dry land agriculture, and, you know, subsequent to, I think in 2000, what was it? It was 2013, there was an article that I read in the New York Times that talked about 2 years of drought it was an article about Plainview and about the cargo.
Yeah, it was about a 10-year drought, then it just got really bad then. My family farms cotton in the area.
Do you remember that?
Oh, we all remember it. Everybody in my audience remembers it. Most of them, a lot of them, all over the entire state of Texas, and certainly in the northwestern third of the state, which this network covers, my listeners in Wichita Falls were out of water. They had, it was bad. And then all of a sudden the Lord blessed us with rain. And these 8 to 10 year droughts are part of the normal cycle out here. So you, all these years later, you pick up the New York Times and there's this story about the bad drought, and there's Plainview, where you filmed the movie about a drought.
And there was people, as I read it in the New York Times, there were people who were trying to bring back the Cargill meat processing plant by surrounding it with prayers.
Right. Well, that's right. And by the way, prayer worked, because they were needing some rain when you came, and it rained, and then the drought ended this time around too with really good rains, and we've been in a good cycle since then. Let me ask you a question.
Is the cargo plant back?
No, but that's more to do with the long term efforts. Well, look, when you wipe out the cattle herd, you can't just plant a new herd. It takes years and years and years.
Right.
So they've consolidated to other areas. But frankly, Plainview's done well, a lot better than they thought they would have done with the loss of the plant. And so that's good news.
I'm excited about coming back, because I want to hear how that happened. How does a town like Plainview come back from something like a drought.
The whole region, because the entire region's pretty much dependent on the same thing. It's the largest cotton field in the entire world, mm-hmm. and produce more cotton than anywhere. Of course, Plainview, a lot of corn as well. The giant Maseca brand out of Mexico with its giant corn masa plant just south of town, and a lot of other things going on. And it's interesting. You're going to be there, I think, on August 12th, Saturday, August 12th. They're going to have a big celebration beginning at 5:30 p.m. They're going to have a reception you're going to be at in your honor at the Broadway Brew in Plainview. So I want people to know about that. Now,
I'm going to be there, but it's in honor of the film and of Plainview.
Their press release said they were honoring you, so that's very kind of you. You know, we've got to be careful handing out honors to evil Hollywood movie directors, you know, out in West Texas. You know, you've got the same brand as somebody from New York coming when you come to the High Plains. Let me ask you, let's talk a little bit about the film and the experience.
Yeah.
Of course, I celebrate Texas. That's what this network does, and it's mostly political, but we do a lot of Texano, like this interview. And one of the things that I remember, of course, Steve Martin being from Waco, and if you were alive in the late 70s and early 80s, I mean, Steve Martin, one of the biggest names out there, and you know, we now say he's the wacko from Waco. It's kind of funny. He's a Texas boy, but he's one of those people who I don't really like personally when they don't like where they're from and they talk badly about it. And he has in a lot of interviews. But the only remembrance I have of the filming of that movie was somebody telling me that they worked at Plainview Country Club, and he was just really a horse's rear about his salad and all his specificity every day. You know, kind of the idea of the Hollywood prima donna type thing. And really, a couple of people telling me he wasn't that nice. Now, probably was at public events, but I don't know. But, you know, it is a big deal. You go out to the Fort Davis area and Alpine and Marfa where they filmed Giant, and you read the stories how back then those guys were all men. They loved it. But of course, the starlet was a little bit, Elizabeth Taylor, had to have separate, better accommodations and all these things. How was it bringing Steve Martin, and a Texan, and Deborah Winger back to the high ground, the high flat of Texas?
You know, I'm completely shocked by the story you were told, and I saw no evidence that he was a prima donna, Steve Martin.
Well, that's good, because that's why I ask. I've always remembered that. It was somebody that worked at the country club told me that.
You know what? You have your sources, and I'm not going to argue with them because they probably are right.
Well, it's just all I remember. It's truly my one memory of the filming of it. But overall, I've read nothing. You know, people had a great time with it when you refit the little diner downtown and all the other things. Tell us about having the crews there in Plainview.
Well, I will say one thing about Steve Martin. This was very brave on his behalf because, you know, at the time, he was had a very comfortable career as a comedian, and essentially, Father of the Bride was what the audience saw when they saw Steve Martin in a movie, and that's what they expected.
In the newer generation, that's what they expected. The newer generation at that time didn't remember Saturday Night Live.
Right. Well, even if they did, he was a funny guy, right? And he was a sweet funny guy, and in this movie, he was playing a hustler. He was playing an out and out charlatan, a faith healing fake, and he was as cynical as you can imagine. And this was not the Steve Martin that the audience knew. This was a different Steve Martin, and he took this role on knowing that he was going to be kind of looking right in the face of an audience that wanted a whole other kind of character from him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought he was excellent in the film. I thought, of course, there's so much local connection to the film, you just can't help but enjoy it. But overall, even objectively, I enjoyed the film a lot, and I've enjoyed going back and watching it again.
Oh, good.
You know, I think it holds up very well. And
what did you think about all the, you know, the writer, her name is Janice Sircone, just got fascinated with all of the scams, you know, mm-hmm. all of the ways in which these guys can trick you. Mm-hmm. And she had the help of a a very well-known magician named Ricky Jay. I don't even think he's credited in the film, but he helped us put together and work out all of these sort of tried and true scams.
Mm-hmm.
Had you ever heard of that before the film? Had you knew of this world?
Personally, yes, I was very familiar with that kind of thing. Even as a child, I was very aware of that. But it was extremely interesting. Let's talk about that when we come back after the break. We're visiting with my friend Richard Pierce. He's the director of Leap of Faith, filmed in Plainview, Texas. Hard to believe it was 25 years ago. Listening with Richard Pierce, the director of the 1992 film Leap of Faith. And this movie starred a lot more than Deborah Winger and Steve Martin. I mean, the late Philip Seymour Hoffman was in it. Fellow Texan Meatloaf was in it. Lucas Haas. Liam Neeson. Did y'all remember that Liam Neeson was in Leap of Faith? And Lolita Davidovich. I mean, you got them all in there. I want to ask you a question on what we were talking about, Richard. Did the film get any pushback from the faith healing industry or ministry or what are similar?
No, not to my knowledge. I think that everybody has a sense of humor somewhere.
Right.
And I feel like the idea that we were having a little bit of fun at the expense of the people out there who are the fakers doesn't really cast any dispersions on the real believers. In fact, the film is really about how a fake healer confronts real belief and real faith.
Exactly. That's the turn of the screw in the movie. I mean, that's how it works. And I want to ask you this: How did you get this put together? I mean, how did you get somebody to back this film, going out to the great flyover country, as Limbaugh puts it, to talk about this? Did the money people in Hollywood like it because, well, it kind of makes fun of religion and local people that they're easy to fool, or was it just a good story? I mean, you can be cynical about it.
I don't have any inside information of that because those meetings at Paramount Pictures, where they make those kind of decisions, happened without me at the table.
Right. Well.
I can only speculate. And actually, Steve Martin was kind of he was a surprise piece of casting. So I think they made the decision to go ahead with the movie without knowing who was going to play Jonas Nightingale.
Well, let me ask you this: the movie was fairly successful, was it not?
Yeah,
at the box office, I remember it being pretty good success. Now, you brought Liam Neeson in here in this movie. Was he early in his U.S. acting career?
Yes. Now, this was a bit of a sales job because, the kind of folks at Paramount who would be party to this kind of decision, heard him and said, "Irish actor. What's an Irish actor doing in Texas? What's an Irishman doing in Texas?" So that was he was new to Hollywood, new to this country, and wasn't yet a star. They decided to go along with me on this.
Well, it was good. And you had Lolita Davidovich here in the movie. What part did she play in that movie? Marva was the name, but I can't remember the character. Was she the assistant?
She played a small town waitress in a pizza.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, not literally a pizza, but she played a small town waitress, and she was Lucas Haas's mother, and she had to be somebody who was sweet and kind and good-hearted and really somebody that both Steve Martin could fall in love with, but what kind of mistake her for somebody that he could kind of walk over, and he couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, how was the, you all, I think, what were you there, a couple of weeks or so almost for filming once you had the pre-production done? How did all that go out in West Texas? Did everybody get a great welcome and treated like Hollywood royalty, or did you have some problems?
I don't know about Hollywood royalty, but I do know that we had to put on a tent show almost every night of those 2 weeks, and we had to involve hundreds, of Plainview residents as extras in the show, and we had to keep them entertained. The show had to be good enough for the for them not to get bored and drift off. And they were great. They were fantastic.
Well, that's good. And you're going to be in Plainview and welcomed with open arms in West Texas, I can guarantee you. Coming up on the 12th of August, that's a Saturday, as the city of Plainview hosts the Leap of Faith 25th anniversary celebration. They'll be having things going on, self-guided tours of filming sites that afternoon. They'll have maps of those sites at the Broadway Brute and at the Fair Theater. And you
and
can
I want to hear more stories. I want to hear stories from people who are in the filming and remember, because it'll be really fun for me to hear the stories from the side of the Plainview folks who look at all this Hollywood madness and see it from a different perspective.
And I think that will be fun, and I wish you the best with it. Thanks for coming to West Texas to do the movie, though. It was a delight for me. I remember so well when it was being filmed and when it came out, and there's always a sense of local pride when you see places you know on the big screen, and we appreciate it. Glad that you're sticking with it and coming out for the 25th anniversary. It's Richard Pierce.